AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Odell High School Gymnasium. We're in Odell, Nebraska, getting set up now for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader. Up next, the boys' varsity game, the Fall City Tigers and the Diller Odell Griffins. In the girls' game, completed a few minutes ago, girls' varsity contest, Diller Odell with the win over Fall City, 56-27. In the boys' JV game earlier this afternoon, Diller Odell over Fall City, 46-24. And in the girls' JV game, they only played two quarters. Fall City got the win in that one by a final of 11-8. Also, another score to pass along to you in the games being carried tonight over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is in Rockport, Missouri. And in the girls' varsity, the first half of his doubleheader, Rockport got the win over Mound City. It was the Rockport Blue Jays 44 and the Mound City Panthers 34. That boys' game is underway right now over on Sunny 101.3. Well, we've got kind of an unusual situation tonight here. The Fall City Tigers facing the Diller Odell Griffins. Fall City's head coach, Patrick Miller, not in attendance here tonight. We understand Patrick ran into some health issues that he got taken care of yesterday. They tell me he is now on the mend and hopes to be back in the saddle again, hopefully tomorrow or the next day. So, Coach Miller, if you're listening in to the broadcast tonight, we certainly wish you well, and we wish you a speedy recovery. In Coach Miller's place, Jackson Baum, the assistant, will be handling the duties as the head coach tonight here at Diller Odell. Jackson Baum filling in for Coach Patrick Miller. Let's look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Diller Odell Griffins, they are 6-10 on the year, coming off of a disappointing loss last night to the Southern Raiders, where Diller Odell committed 30 turnovers in the ball game and came out on the short end, so they dropped to 6-10. They're coached by Coach Dylan Henricks. He'll go with Preston Engelman, a 5'7 senior. Zach Warren, also a senior at 6'2. Kellen McKinney, 5'11 and a senior. T.J. Vitosh, 6'2 senior. And Dylan Dendinger, a 5'8 senior. All five seniors getting the start tonight here in the final home game of the season for the Diller Odell Griffins. You'll see a lot of Cooper Morgan. Morgan, a 6'4 junior, is their leading scorer on the team, but he is not starting tonight. All five seniors instead in the starting lineup. As we said, Diller Odell 6-10 on the year, and they're coached by head coach Dylan Henricks. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off for tonight's boys' varsity contest right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers Basketball on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-816-06 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dinner O'Dell High School. We're having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. I want to remind you, more basketball coming up later this week. This coming Thursday, February 8th, I will be in Johnson for the big matchup between Johnson, Brock, and Freeman. That'll be a Dinner Boy doubleheader. I'll have the call on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. We also will be simulcasting, all synced up with the Johnson Brock Broadcasting's Strive video stream. Our audio will be synced with it and simulcast right on their video stream, so we're looking forward to that. Johnson Brock Broadcasting's Clara Heller will be joining me for those games. Also on Thursday, John Nixon will be here on KTNC as the Fall City Tigers will be hosting the HTRS Titans. That also will be a girl-boy doubleheader. Next week, girls' sub-districts get underway. We'll have to take a look at the brackets. We will have live coverage of selected games in the girls' sub-districts. And we'll also, on Friday night, the 16th, we'll wrap up our regular season boys' coverage when we'll have the Fall City Tigers hosting Fairbury. I will be in Nebraska City with Fall City Sacred Heart facing Nebraska City Lords. That's coming up this coming Friday night, the 16th. All right, ready to jump it up here. Stepping into the center circle, Josh Brown to jump it up, and he controls the tip. Gets the ball back out to Caden Dunkus. Dunkus down court to set the offense. Fall City with the first possession of the ball game. To the near side, it comes to Josh Brown. Gannon Ogden in the corner. Ogden goes to Paxton Armbruster with the pass. Armbruster feeds him deep to Kiefer Adams. Adams looking inside. Ogden has to chase the ball down, and they give it back to Paxton Armbruster. Opening possession here for Fall City, just underway, opening seconds. Armbruster guarded defensively by Preston Engelman. Kicks to the left elbow with it. Got a whistle, and an offensive foul is going to be called. Wow. That's going to be assessed against Gannon Ogden. And Ogden picks up his first personal, team foul number one. That was away from the basketball. Apparently Ogden got into a shoving contest with one of the defenders down on the baseline away from the basketball. All right, here comes Little Odell. McKinney lobs the pass underneath. Lob pass looking for Zach Warren. Warren couldn't handle it. The pass gets away, goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover to give the ball right back to Fall City. No score. We've played nearly a minute here of the first quarter. Up court with the basketball comes Caden Dunkus to set it up. Man-to-man defense here by the Griffins. Dunkus comes to Armbruster on the corner. On the right side, flips down deep. Baseline left side. Back to Dunkus it comes. Dunkus and Armbruster. Just play catch. Exchange passes at the top of the key. Now Gannon Ogden holds the ball at the top of the circle. Gives to Armbruster. Driving lay-in up. Armbruster off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Gannon Ogden. Fall City with the early lead here. 2-0. 6:44 to play in the first quarter at Diller O'Dell. This is Preston Engelman with the ball. Inside traffic. They go inside with it. Driving lay-in up off the glass and good by Preston Engelman. Engelman with the first 2 points for Diller O'Dell. We're tied at 2 apiece, 6:25 to go in the first quarter. This is Paxton Armbruster with the basketball. A cross-court pass. Armbruster to Kiefer Adams in the corner. A spin move toward the basket over there by Caden Dunkus. And a whistle and a foul on the floor is going to be called on Diller O'Dell. It'll be Fall City's basketball under their own basket. Waiting for him to post it here to tell who this one's going to be on. Fall City's ball on the baseline. They still haven't put the foul up. We'll check it back with that in a minute. Here's Kiefer Adams driving in. Wanted to go for the layup. Had the ball knocked away from him. Into the corner it goes. Adams launches a three from the corner on the right side. Up and good. Kiefer Adams hit the three from down in the corner. Now they finally have posted that. Kellen McKinney picked up that foul. His first and the first team foul on Diller O'Dell. Griffins with the basketball. Vitosh goes up top with it. Tried to put a pass up here to Dylan Dendinger. And he couldn't handle it, but it was tipped away by Fall City. So the Griffins will handle it. McKinney inbounds the pass. Preston Engelman across the timeline. works to the right side on the elbow, feeds into the corner. Dendinger, Dylan Dendinger, goes into T.J. Vitosh. Long three is up by Dendinger. Off no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Fall City's basketball. 5-2 your score. Fall City with the early lead. We've played 2.5 minutes. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. We're live in Odell, Nebraska tonight. Dylan Odell High School. With the basketball comes Armbruster into fourth quarter. Caden Dunkus with the ball. Now goes to the left wing, finds Armbruster. Dunkus with the pick and roll, goes into the corner. Top of the key. Kiefer Adams for three. This one bounces off the rim, doesn't go. T.J. Vitosh there for the rebound. Vitosh behind the back dribble to the left side with a pass to Zach Warren. Across court again. Engelman feeds inside. Vitosh almost has it taken away. Back up top it comes to Warren in the paint under to Vitosh. Shot is up. T.J. can't get it. Ball tipped around. Loose on the floor. A whistle will have a foul called. And most likely that's going to go on T.J. Vitosh, I believe, down on the baseline. Oh, no, check that. It's going to be against Preston Engelman. On Engelman, his first personal, team foul number two on the Griffins. 5-2, Fall City up by three with 4 minutes, 55 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here come the Griffins with the basketball, or the Tigers, rather, with the basketball. Dunkus goes to the corner. Kiefer Adams. Adams at the free throw line to the right side. Jacoby Bangard in the lineup now. Bangard handling the ball. It's loose. Picked up by T.J. Vitosh. Vitosh down court. Does a good job maneuvering away from the defenders. Picks up the dribble and goes with a pass to the corner on the left side. A cross court pass. Skip pass all the way across. Kellen McKinney. Back it comes to Vitosh. Open look. Three from the left corner. Off the front of the rim. No. Kiefer Adams has the rebound. Adams, outlet pass, gets it up to Dunkus. Across the timeline is Caden Dunkus, a 6-foot senior, the ball handler. Collision, Dunkus puts a shot up in the paint, off the back of the iron, doesn't go. Ball tipped away, the rebound comes down again to Diller Odell with the ball. Fast break it the other way, they go to the corner. Here's an open look for three, up and good by Preston Engelman. Engelman has 5 points now, we're tied at five apiece. 3:47 to go here in the first quarter. Kiefer Adams to the left side. There's a long three for Fall City. Put up and off, no good. That shot launched by Jacoby Bangard. Rebound down court. Oh, we had a fast break going here. Dylan Dendinger looked like he was going to have an easy one down there, but couldn't get to it. And the basketball goes back to Fall City. A whole host of substitutions in here now. Picked up as a Zaborski, Xavier Zaborski, a freshman, checks into the lineup. Cooper Morgan making his first appearance. Morgan, a 6'4 junior on the floor. And here comes Fall City down to set it up. Dunkus feeds to Kiefer Adams. Adams in the paint, in traffic. Ball is loose. Dunkus somehow comes out of there with it. Now it's knocked away from Dunkus. No, whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Diller Odell. And it's going to be called on Wendland. On Wendland, that'll be his first personal. Team foul number three of the quarter. Fall City's basketball. Dunkus to inbound it on the baseline. Goes inside in traffic. Dunkus tries to work toward the basket. And a whistle. I think we're getting an offensive foul here. Going to be called on Caden Dunkus. Dunkus, that's the second offensive foul tonight already on the Tigers. They have two team fouls, both of them player control fouls. All tied at five apiece with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Cooper Morgan under the basket. Turn, spin, move, shot is up, no. Whistle and a foul, and Cooper Morgan will be going to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Griffins. The foul is going to be called on Jacoby Bangard. On Bangard, his first, team foul number three on the Tigers. At the line, Cooper Morgan shooting two shots. The first one is up, off the back of the rim, doesn't go. He'll get another attempt here. All tied up at five apiece with 3:07 to play here in the first quarter at Odell, Nebraska. Cooper Morgan, second free throw is up. This one is good. Makes it 6-5. That's the first lead of the ball game now for Diller Odell. They lead by one with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's Paxton Armbruster with a pass to the top of the key. There's a top of the key long two. Up and off, no good by Josh Brown. Rebound comes down. Diller Odell. Here come the Griffins in the corner. Lob pass comes clear across. Baseline left side in traffic. Morgan kicks it back out to the right wing. Zaborski with the ball. Around the horn, trying to move toward the basket is Cooper Morgan. A whistle as he tried to drive the lane, and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Josh Brown, on Josh, his first team foul, number four now on the Fall City Tigers. Here's T.J. Vitosh back into the lineup, replacing Zach Warren for the Griffins, waiting for the inbound pass. Cooper Morgan lays it up. That was a nice pass. Morgan laid it off the glass, put it down. He's got 3 points, and it's 8-5. The lead is 3 for Diller Odell. This is Kiefer Adams working against the man-to-man defense on the dribble. Passes to the left side, to Adams, into the corner. Long three is up off the rim. No, by Jacoby Banger. Rebound. Fast break the other direction. Morgan saves it from going out of bounds, but it does end up going out of bounds at the Tiger bench. Fall City will get possession of the basketball. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go, first quarter, 8-5. The Griffins of Diller Odell leading the ball game. On the dribble, here we go with Dunkus at the top of the key. To the left elbow, finds Armbruster. Armbruster looks into the corner to Ogden. Instead comes up to Kiefer Adams. Adams launches a three that's up and off, no good. Braden Wendland with the rebound, and he'll be called for a double dribble. Wendland started up the floor and double dribbled with the basketball. Turnovers were the Achilles heel against Southern last night. They committed 30 turnovers and came out on the short end. There was another unforced turnover against the Griffins. 8-5, it's a 3-point lead for Diller Odell with a minute 49 to play here in the first quarter. There's Armbruster for three, off no good. Cooper Morgan with the rebound. Morgan will bring the ball up court. 6'4 junior. Morgan, guarded by Armbruster, dribbles around Armbruster, kicks it to the corner. An open look three from the right side that's up and off no good. T.J. Vitosh, follow shot, put back, can't get it. Got his own rebound, follow shot again, can't get it. And he'll be called for traveling. Vitosh in there battling no less than three defenders. They were all around him trying to put the shot back up. They say he traveled with the basketball. Substitute Josh Brown into the lineup now for Fall City, coming in replacing Gannon Ogden. So Brown back onto the floor. Ogden sets out. A minute 25 to go in the first quarter. 8-5 your score. Diller Odell up by three. Fall City with the basketball. Kiefer Adams with the dribble. Goes to Dunkus on the left side. Caden Dunkus feeds back to Adams on the right wing now. Adams, guarded in the man-to-man defense, finds Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster to Josh Brown. Looking inside for Adams. Nothing there. Instead, the pass comes back up to Jacoby Banger. Now Banger finds Paxton Armbruster on the right wing. Under a minute to go here in the quarter now. 57 seconds. 8-5, Fall City trailing by three as they work the ball around the outside perimeter. Now to Kiefer Adams on the baseline under the basket. Adams is double team. Back up top to Armbruster. He comes with it. Armbruster holds the basketball. Bounce pass Adams for three from the corner. Off the back of the rim, no, and the rebound comes down to Diller Odell. And then we get a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Armbruster for Fall City. And that will be the fifth team foul, so we'll be shooting free throws at the other end. Paxton Armbruster picks up his first team foul, number five. At the free throw line, Xavier Zaborski, 5'8 freshman. He'll be shooting two shots here for the Griffins with just 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. 8-5, Diller Odell up by three. Xavier's free throw is up and good. Diller Odell now 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Into the ballgame now, checking in is Jacob Novotny. Novotny in for T.J. Vitosh here with 34 seconds to play in this first quarter. The freshman, Xavier Zaborski, ready to put up his second free throw. It's up and it's good also. No, they wave it off. Lane violation. They say he stepped over the lane. Got her down, but he stepped over the lane too soon. So the score remains 9. The lead is 4 now for Diller Odell. Into forecourt. They go to the corner. Dunkus feeds it down underneath. Baseline left side. Jacoby Banger with the ball. Again, Dunkus gets the ball right back in the corner. Goes inside the paint. Turnaround shot. Wait a minute. whistle and a foul on the baseline. Trying to put the shot up was Josh Brown, but the foul came on the floor. And foul is going to be against Dill Rodell. Not a bad foul there because he did make the basket. Now it doesn't count. Jacob Novotny picks up his first personal, team foul number four. And with 18 seconds to go, Fall City will have the ball under their own basket. Inbounding it, Armbruster lobs it up top to Kiefer Adams, stolen by Cooper Morgan. Cooper Morgan, one-on-one fast break with Kiefer Adams. Turnaround shot is up, blocked, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Josh Brown. Brown picks up his second personal. Team foul, that's a sixth team foul. At the free throw line will be Cooper Morgan. He's one out of two from the line tonight, has 3 points in the ballgame. 11 seconds to go. It's 9-5. Dill Rodell up by four. Morgan's first free throw is up and good. He's now made two out of three from the free throw line, has 4 points in the ballgame. He'll have another shot coming here. Into the ballgame now is Brennan Schultes, making his first appearance here with 11 seconds to go. Morgan's second free throw is up. It's good also. He's made three out of four, has 5 points now. Makes it 11-5. Preston Engelman back onto the floor now. Also onto the floor is Ben Soule checking in with 7 seconds, 6 seconds into forecourt. Dunkus gives to Armbruster. Armbruster driving, laying up, got it. Nice move to the basket by Paxton Armbruster. There's the buzzer after one quarter. Dill Rodell leading Fall City 11-7. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Odell, Nebraska. Diller Odell High School. Randy Gatula with you. Calling your play-by-play tonight, Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer at the KTNC studios. After one quarter, we got a close ball game here. Diller Odell leading Fall City 11-7, just 4 points separating these two teams. Looks like we got the starters back out on the floor now for both teams, except Cooper Morgan is out there now for Diller Odell in place of Dylan Dendiger, who started the game. There's T.J. Vitosh in the paint, driving, laying up. He got the basket, and he will be fouled. Nice move to the bucket by T.J. Vitosh, the 6'2 senior. T.J. looks a lot more like a left offensive tackle than he does a postman here. He's a big boy. T.J.'s got some nice moves for his size. Took the ball right to the hole and drew the foul on Caden Dunkus. On Dunkus, his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. So T.J. Vitosh, the basket counted. He's at the line for the and one. The senior takes aim. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. And it rims off, but the rebound comes down to the Griffins. It goes right back. The pass comes to Vitosh. Top of the key. Free throw line driving. Laying up. Whistle and a foul. Putting up the shot was Zach Warren. He will be fouled, I think, by Kiefer Adams. And Adams picks up his first personal, team foul number two. And at the free throw line, Zach Warren. Warren has not scored yet tonight, has not been to the line. Free throw is up and good. Hit the first one. He'll have a second. All of a sudden, it's 14-7, and Dill Rodell has doubled up the score now on the Tigers here early in the opening seconds of the second quarter. Second shot is up and off. Doesn't go. Kiefer Adams comes down with the rebound for the Tigers. And Adams' pass is picked off. The ball is loose. Zach Warren has the steal. Warren dribbles it into forecourt to set the offense. A cross-court pass to the near side. That's Preston Engelman with the ball. down to Vitash in the corner. TJ passes up the three across court pass. Oh, ball tipped away. It went out of bounds. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Zach Warren with the turnover there for the Griffins. 14-7, your score. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. 7:15 to go in the first half. Fall City with the basketball. Caden Dunkus to set the offense to the right side. Dunkus comes to Jacoby Bangert. Bangert works on Cooper Morgan. His bounce pass is tipped away. Oh, they say it was not tipped. It's going to be a turnover and give the ball over to Diller Odell. Griffins will have it. Engelman will inbound the pass. He'll toss it into Zach Warren. Warren very patiently dribbles the ball up court here with 6:58 to go in the second quarter. Again, 14-7. Diller Odell up on Fall City. To the left elbow, the pass comes to Zach Warren. Back to Preston Engelman. Now TJ Vitash. Oh, nice feet. Vitash couldn't follow. Cooper Morgan tries to go up with a shot. He'll be fouled. Vitash found Zach Warren in the paint, and Zach Warren just couldn't get it to go. The rebound came down to Cooper Morgan. Morgan got fouled, and he'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be on Jacoby Bangert. On Bangert, his second personal. Third team foul already on Fall City with 6:41 to go here in the second quarter. Cooper Morgan wishes he had that one back. That one was embarrassingly short. Missed everything and air ball. Second free throw is up. This one hits the rim and doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Gannon Ogden. Ogden gives the outlet pass to Adams. Back to Ogden in forecourt. He holds the ball for a minute. Tried to feed it inside. Cooper Morgan with the steal. Morgan's going to bring the ball up court himself. Work to the right side of the lane. Kicks it to the left wing. Engelman. Engelman driving. Floater in the paint. Up and off. No good. Rebound. Cooper Morgan. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Morgan with the putback. 6:16 to go in the first half. Timeout taking Fall City. 16-7. Diller Odell on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Diller Odell High School. 6 minutes, 16 seconds to play here in the first half. 16-7, Diller Odell leading the Falls City Tigers. When we resume play here, Falls City will have the basketball, playing it in under their own, under the Diller Odell basket. And bringing the ball up court across the timeline comes Caden Dunkus. Dunkus to set the offense here. Looks for Jacoby Bangert. Now gives the ball instead on the right side to Armbruster. There's Kiefer Adams for three from the corner. He got it. Kiefer Adams, his second three-pointer of the night. And we're back to a six-point ball game, 16-10 now, with 5:51 to go here in the first half. Engelman goes to the right side in the corner. McKinney. Bounce pass to Morgan inside. Vitash gets a shot up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Fall City. The Tigers. Across the timeline is Adams. Adams. Baseline left side. Ogden. Ogden picked up the dribble. Come back to the top of the key between the rings. Gives the pass to Bangert. Bangert goes inside in traffic to Dunkus. Dunkus tries to back in. Can't get there. Now Armbruster in the paint. And he's going to be slapped at, and a whistle and a foul called against the Diller Odell Griffins. That foul is going to be on Kellen McKinney. On McKinney, his second personal. First team foul of the quarter on the Griffins. Fall City's basketball now. Back onto the floor for the Tigers is Josh Brown. Brown checks back in. Inbounding it. Dunkus lobs into Adams in the corner. Adams takes it in, has the ball taken away from him, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the baseline. Let's see who they put this one on. Foul is going to be on Preston Engelman. On Engelman, his second, team foul number two of the quarter on Diller Odell. Inbounding the pass will be Paxton Armbruster. on the baseline under his own basket. Lobs it inside. Josh Brown. Shot off the glass. Off. No. Won't go. Cooper Morgan with the rebound. Morgan running right behind Ogden. Feeds it across to T.J. Vitosh, who tries to go up with a layup. Vitosh has the ball blocked away out of bounds. No foul called. It'll just be Dylan Riddell's basketball. Griffins under their own basket. Braden Wendland will inbound it. He stands to the left of the basket on the baseline. Into the corner. Cooper Morgan. He's inside. Oh, nice give and go there. Vitosh fed the ball to Preston Engelman. You got to give T.J. Vitosh credit for the assist. He fed it on a bounce pass to Preston Engelman as Engelman came down the lane and laid it off the glass. He was fouled by Josh Brown. On Brown, that's already his third personal and the fourth team foul of the quarter on Fall City. At the line for the and one is Preston Engelman. He's got 7 points already. Pair of deuces in a tray. The and one free throw is up. It's off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Fall City. Getting that defensive board was Jacoby Banger. Outlet pass comes down court. Adams in the paint. They collapse on him. Ogden for three from the corner. It doesn't go. And the rebound to Xavier Taborski. In the forecourt, right side. Fall away, shot up, and good. Braden Wendland with his first 2 points of the night. Wendland dropped it in. And again, the score is doubled up on Fall City, 20-10 now. Bill Riddell with the lead with 4:23 to play in the first half. With the ball, Caden Dunkus goes up top to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster feeds over to Ogden. Ogden can't get free. Finds Dunkus with the pass. Dunkus goes right into the teeth of the defense. Got tied up in the lane, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Diller Odell. And I think Dunkus, well, maybe they're not going to shoot it here. I thought maybe they were going to have him at the line for a moment. Fouls on Braden Wendland. On Wendland, his second personal, team foul number three. Into the ballgame, Cooper Morgan back onto the floor now. T.J. Vitosh takes a breather. Fall City's basketball, inbound pass. Dunkus goes up with a shot, can't get it. It comes back out to Dunkus. Open look three. Got it! Nice shot from out of the corner by Caden Dunkus. His first bucket of the night, and it's a tray. Makes it 20-13. The lead is trimmed back to 7 now. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. 3:45 showing on the game clock. They back it out onto the corner. Cooper Morgan goes in the paint. Has the ball just stolen away. There's a two-on-one fast break. All the way in goes Caden Dunkus. Doesn't get it, but he's fouled. Dunkus got fouled as he went in for that layup. Couldn't get it. The foul prevented that. The foul is going to be on Zach Warren. His first, team foul number four. At the free throw line, Caden Dunkus shooting two shots. This will be the first free throws of the night for Fall City. Dunkus has 3 points on a tray that he dropped in just moments ago. Free throw is up and good. Dunkus hits the first. Caden will have a second free throw coming here. Back onto the floor now comes Jacob Novotny. We're going to have a timeout taken with 3:33 to go in the first half. 20-14. Dylan Riddell up by 6. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoreboard here at Diller Odell shows 3 minutes, 33 seconds to play in the second quarter. Our score, Diller Odell 20, Fall City 14. At the free throw line, Caden Dunkus ready for the second of two free throws. He made the first one before the timeout. Dunkus with 4 points so far tonight. Free throw is up and good. He hit them both. He's got 5 now. That pulls Fall City back to within 5 at 20-15. Coach Jackson Baum up off the bench working hard here, filling in for Patrick Miller, who's out with a medical issue here, the normal head coach for Fall City. Sure, Coach Miller's probably listening to the broadcast tonight. Here's Cooper Morgan on the right side. Skip pass across court into the paint, driving toward the bucket, Xavier Zaporski. Xavier is going to be at the line to shoot two shots. And the foul is going to be called on Caden Dunkus. Now, on Dunkus, that is his third personal and the 15th foul on Fall City. Zaborski at the line. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two. The first one is up and good. He's now hit two out of three, has 2 points. Have another shot coming. Here's Brock Cottle, 6'2 sophomore. Checking into the lineup, Cottle into the contest now for Fall City. Xavier's second free throw is up and good also. He hit them both. He's now 3 out of 4 from the line. And the lead is back to 6 now for Diller Odell with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the first half. Right wing, Gannon Ogden holds the ball above his head. There's a pass up to Jacoby Bangert. Bangert lost the dribble. Now finds Kiefer Adams with a pass. Adams at the free throw line, goes to the right side of the lane, baseline underneath. Cooper Morgan picked him up defensively. Has to come back out to Jacoby Bangert with the pass. Bangert to the right side, arm booster, his shot blocked away by Morgan. And the rebound, loose basketball, fast break the other way, driving lay-in up off, doesn't go. Offensive foul is going to be called on, I believe, Zach. That's going to be Xavier Zaborski. He picks up the offensive foul. Player control foul there. We won't be shooting it, despite the fact that's the 15th foul. Next foul will put the Tigers at the line. 2:34 to go in the first half. A 7-point ball game, 22-15. Handling the ball at the top of the circle up here, Jacoby Banger. Goes to Ogden. Ogden needs help now to get rid of it. Into the corner. Down deep on the left side. Here's a three on the way, up and off. Arm booster doesn't go. Nice job on the rebound under the basket by Bangert. Here's a three from the right elbow. Knocked to the floor is Kiefer Adams. No whistle. Ball saved from going out of bounds. They try to save from going out of bounds again. Going down hard over there was Paxton Armbruster into the bench of the Diller Odell players. He touched it last. It'll be Diller Odell's basketball. 2:02 to go here in the first half. 22-15. 7-point lead for Diller Odell. They very patiently bring the ball up the court. Zach Warren finds Cooper Morgan inside. Nice pass from Morgan. Got it into Jacob Novotny. And Novotny has his first 2 points of the ball game. The lead is back to 9. Diller Odell has led by as much as 10. Had it trimmed to 5. And now they lead by 9 once again with a minute 39 to go here in the first half. This is Kiefer Adams working one-on-one on the right side. Adams goes to the corner with it, finds Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster in the paint, driving layup. Armbruster couldn't get it. Rebound shot, put back up and good by Brock Cottle. Cottle, the 6'2 sophomore, his first 2 points of the ball game. Cottle did a good job, and now he knocks the ball away out of bounds. It'll go out of bounds on the far side, touch last by Fall City. It'll stay with Diller Odell. 24-17, your score. Diller Odell with a 7-point lead, a minute and 16 seconds to play here in the first half. They get the ball into Cooper Morgan in the corner. Across court, T.J. Vitosh handles the basketball. Again finds Cooper Morgan. Morgan with a spin move, and the ball is stolen away by Gannon Ogden. Long down court pass. Armbruster, turn around, fall away shot, can't get it. Armbruster goes to the floor hard. No whistle. Ball did not drop. Rebound Diller Odell. With it, they feed it underneath to the right side of the basket. Underneath the bucket, ball stolen away by Brock Cottle. Then it's tipped off and Cottle and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Diller Odell. 50 seconds to go here. Timeout taken, Fall City with 50 seconds to play in the first half. 24-17, Tigers down by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solver, El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Dillard Odell High School. 50 seconds to play here in the first half. 24-17, Dillard Odell leading your Fall City Tigers. When play is resumed, the Griffins will have the basketball. Inbounding the pass will be Zach Warren. He'll toss it in on the baseline under his own bucket. Warren looking for Cooper Morgan. Now Hyde puts it up tall. Morgan goes up and gets the ball here on the left wing. Morgan across court. T.J. Vitchash brings it back to the top of the key. Wendland handles the ball. Deep in the corner. Inside it goes. Here comes Cooper Morgan in traffic. Ball tipped away from him. Touch last down there by Gannon Ogden of Fall City. 35 seconds to go in the first half. It'll still be Dillard Odell's basketball. Zach Warren will inbound it. He'll trigger it into the right side on the baseline. Warren puts a pass inside. Ogden reaches in. There's a tie-up between Ogden and T.J. Vitosh. And the possession arrow favors Fall City. So the Tigers, perhaps with a chance for a final shot of the quarter here. 33 seconds showing on the clock. A little pressure being applied now by Dillard Odell. They get the ball inbounds to Caden Dunkus. He'll push it up the court, one-on-one against Braden Wendland. Dunkus gets across the timeline, a reach-in blocking foul, and that means that we're going to be shooting two shots here for Fall City. Foul is going to be on Braden Wendland, his third personal at the free throw line, shooting two shots. Caden Dunkus, Caden is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight, has 5 points thus far in the ballgame. Dunkus, a 6-foot senior. Takes aim, launches the first free throw. It's up and it is off. It hit the front of the rim, sat there a moment, and then fell off to the right side. Zaborski back into the lineup now, replacing Braden Wendland for Dillard Odell. Caden Dunkus ready for his second free throw attempt with 26 seconds to play here in the first half. Dunkus' second shot is up. It's off also. T.J. Vitosh there with the rebound, the defensive board, and he'll bring the ball up himself. For a big man, Vitosh, a pretty good ball handler. I saw him dribble behind the back a while ago to get away from a defender. Now setting up the offense. Morgan in the paint, kicks to Vitosh on the right wing. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Top of the key, it comes up. Zaborski, again back to Vitosh. Vitosh gets the ball, launches a shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. And at the half, the Dillard Odell Griffins are leading the Fall City Tigers. Our halftime score, Dillard Odell 24 and Fall City 17. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. That's coming up after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The attorneys at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmansford.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Odell, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Dillard Odell Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers 24-17 here in boys varsity basketball. Time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, 24-17, the Tigers trail. Individual scoring for Diller Odell. Preston Engelman has 7. Cooper Morgan also with 7 points. Xavier Zaborski added 3. 2 points each for Braden Wendland, Jacob Novotny, and T.J. Vitosh. And Zach Warren had a single point for their total of 24. From the free throw line, Diller Odell hits 7 out of 14 at the line. For the Fall City Tigers, they're led by Kiefer Adams with 6 points at halftime. Caden Dunkus right behind with 5, 2 points each for Paxton Armbruster, Brock Cottle, and Gannon Ogden for their total of 17. From the free throw line, Fall City made 2 out of 4 at the charity stripe. All of those free throws shot by Caden Dunkus. Score by quarters, Diller Odell led after one quarter 11-7, and the lead here at halftime 24-17. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the girls' game played earlier tonight here, Diller Odell defeated Fall City 56-27. And in girls' basketball over in Missouri, tonight over on Sunny 101.3, Rockport defeated Mound City 44-34. Right now, we're going to send it back to the KTNC studios for some sponsor information, a weather update. We'll be back in about 5 minutes with third quarter action. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Fall City. I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Patrick McMillan. As we make our way through the middle of the work week, we'll see relatively calm weather, though we will see a chance of rain Wednesday night as a low-pressure system brushes past our area. Then that calm weather will extend into the beginning of the weekend on Saturday. By Saturday night, we do see a chance of rain return to the area, as well as the chance for some snow, as another low moves east off the Rockies and onto the plains. This chance of rain and snow will then last into the beginning of next week. We will see above-average temperatures continue throughout the rest of this week, starting to fall to around the average high, which is 39 degrees for this time of year, by the beginning of next week. As we take a closer look at the forecast, for this evening, we'll see mostly skies in a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly skies in a high of 59. Wednesday night, a chance of rain, mostly skies in a low of 48. Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 65 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 37, then sunny Friday and a high of 55 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 46.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatula back with you here at Diller Odell High School, Odell, Nebraska. That's Aaron Wisdom on the other end of the line back at the KTNC studios on beautiful Stone Street in downtown Fall City. It's halftime. The Fall City Tigers are trailing the Diller Odell Griffins 24-17 here in boys varsity. I want to remind you, coming up this Thursday night, February 8th, I'm looking forward to being in Johnson as the Johnson Brock Eagles will be hosting the Freeman Falcons. That's going to be a girl-boy doubleheader. It'll be live on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, and our audio from Sunny is going to be simulcast on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream, so you can enjoy the audio sync right up with their video streaming. Also Thursday night, John Nixon will be here on KTNC. The Fall City Tigers will be hosting HTRS, the Battle of Richardson County, I guess you could call that one. That's coming up also this Thursday night. We're back to live action here. It'll be Diller Odell's basketball to start the third quarter. End of forecourt, they dribble to the baseline right side. Here's a three on the way from the corner. Up and good to start the scoring by Kellen McKinney. McKinney with his first bucket of the night hits a three from the right wing. 27-17. This equals the biggest lead of the ball game. They led by 10 at 20-10. Now it's a 10-point lead. Here's a steal the other direction. Again comes Diller Odell down court, the Griffins. T.J. Vitosh for three. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Kellen McKinney. McKinney did not score in the first half, and he has 5 points in the first 30 seconds of the second half here with the putback. 29-17. The lead opens up to 12. Biggest lead of the ball game for Diller Odell. Fall City needs a bucket. Dunkus, fall away shot in the paint, can't get it. Rebound goes all the way to the floor. Dunkus comes up with it. Got his own rebound. Putback still won't go. Ogden with a putback. It won't go. Ball is loose out of bounds. I think T.J. Vitosh touched it last. Vitosh was down there battling for that loose basketball. It went off of him out of bounds. Fall City will keep the ball. Paxton Armbruster will inbound it. He'll stand on the left side of the basket. Lobs it in. In the paint. Ball shot is up. Blocked away. Josh Brown tried to put up a shot. It was blocked away. The ball goes, I think, dribbled out of bounds here on the near side by Diller Odell, so it'll go back over to Fall City. Back into the ball game comes Brock Cobble checking in, replacing Josh Brown. Brock Cottle, 6'2", sophomore. He made a nice basket when he got in here late in that second quarter for the sophomore. 29-17, the lead is 12. Dill Riddell up by 12. Fall City with the basketball. Caden Dunkus up top. Ogden holds the ball at the top of the circle. Ogden moves in against Vitosh. Can't get there. Instead, they put the pass back up top again to Armbruster. Armbruster, a cross-court pass, nearly saved from going out of bounds. Now it's loose. Fast break the direction. Off the glass. Shot is up and good. Putting the shot in is Zach Warren. Warren took the ball away and laid it in. Timeout taken. Fall City, 31-17. Tigers down, 6:19 to go, third quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after the Diller Odell Griffins reeled off seven straight points to start this third quarter, Jackson Baum had seen enough. He took a full timeout to try and settle down his Cagers. It was 24-17 at halftime. The Tigers trailed by seven, but then seven unanswered points, five of those by Kellen McKinney in the first 30 seconds of the third quarter, has now put Diller Odell up by their biggest margin. They lead it by 14, 31-17. So a wise time for a timeout here for the Tigers. It'll be Fall City's basketball when play is resumed. Inbounding the pass under the Diller Odell basket will be Paxton Armbruster. He tosses into Caden Dunkus, and Dunkus will push the ball up court. Dunkus across the timeline looks at a man-to-man defense now from Diller Odell. Kiefer Adams in the paint. Fall away jump shot 10 feet away off the front of the rim. No. And the rebound to T.J. Vitosh. Vitosh gives his outlet pass up to Kellen McKinney. McKinney over to the left wing. That's Zach Warren with the ball. Warren feeds into the corner right side. Down deep on the right baseline with the ball. That's Kellen McKinney once again. And the pass stolen away with the steal. Brock Cottle. Cottle gets the steal. Gives his outlet pass to Kiefer Adams, who gets it across the timeline. Adams feeds it over to the right side of the lane. Back to Cottle in the corner. Baseline under the basket. Brock Cottle dribbles up to the top of the key. Gives off to Armbruster for an open look three that won't go. Armbruster chases down his own rebound. Flips it back to Jacoby Bangert. Bangert into the corner. Cottle. Cottle launches a three just off the rim. That was in and out of there. Boy, that would have been sweet. Wouldn't go for him. Rimmed it off. Rebound. Down to Diller Odell into forecourt. They'll reset their offense. Kellen McKinney to the near side. Preston Engelman with the ball. Engelman penetrates, puts it underneath. Shot off the glass up. Won't go. Rebound to Diller Odell. Putting that shot up was Zach Warren under there from point blank range. Couldn't get it down. Now, wait a minute. The official blows a whistle and stops play here. I think they're going to say that he stepped on the sideline and the basketball is going to belong to Fall City. Brock Cottle leaves the game and checking in to replace him. Josh Brown back onto the floor with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 31-17. Diller Odell with a 14-point advantage. With the ball is Caden Dunkus. Dunkus passes to the left side. Comes into Jacoby Bangert, who holds the ball a minute. He's guarded out here by T.J. Vitosh. Vitosh, the big man, has Jacoby Bangert pretty well smothered out here on the left elbow. No place for him to go. He's not going to get away from TJ. Goes to the corner. Ball is tipped out of bounds as he tried to flip a pass back in. Jacoby Bangert. So the basketball will stay with Fall City. On the baseline to inbound it, Paxton Armbruster under his own basket. Bounce pass comes in. Tipped away nicely. Knocking the ball away there was Kellen McKinney. It'll stay with Fall City. McKinney just knocked away the inbound pass. Down to 4:27 to go here in the third quarter. Waiting for the lob pass. Comes in up top. on the right side. That's Caden Dunkus with the ball. Dunkus to the top of the key. Kiefer Adams. Adams dribbles to the baseline on the right side. Can't get a look. Now a fall-away jump shot. Adams up in and out. No good. Ball is tipped around on the rebound. Comes down to Xavier Zaborski into forecourt. In traffic, they kick to the corner. Open look, three, right side, in and out of there. Didn't go. Kiefer Adams has the rebound. Down court pass. Stolen right back by Preston Engelman. And Engelman will be fouled. Foul's going to be called on Paxton Armbruster. On Armbruster, that is his second foul, first team foul of the quarter on Fall City. Ogden back into the lineup now, replacing Jacoby Bangert. Bangert sets out for Fall City. Just past the midway point now of the third quarter, 3:54, clock running, third period, 31-17. Diller Liddell with the lead here by 14. Here's Cooper Morgan. Fall away shot doesn't go. Kiefer Adams has the defensive rebound for Fall City, and Adams will bring the ball up court himself. Kiefer Adams to the near side finds Josh Brown. Left side in the corner. Caden Dunkus with the ball. Dunkus, a cross court pass. Open look. Kiefer Adams, his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 9 points, obviously all on threes here. Makes it 31-20. The lead is down to 11 now once again, with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. They feed it to the corner. Fall away 10-foot jumper up. Good, and the whistle and the foul. Kellen McKinney is having a big quarter. He's got 7 already here in the third quarter. He got that to fall and drew the foul on Josh Brown. On Brown, that's his fourth personal, second team foul of the quarter on Fall City. So Josh Brown will leave the ball game, and in Brown for Fall City comes Jacoby Banger back into the ball game. Now at the line, Kellen McKinney for the and one after he hit the jump shot from the corner. McKinney looks to the bucket. Shot is up. It is off. No good. Rebound Cooper Morgan. Oh, point blank range. Couldn't get that one down. Morgan's wondering, how did that not go in the hole? He was under the basket from, I call those bunnies, and he missed the bunny underneath the basket. With the basketball, Fall City trying to move in the paint. A whistle and a foul against the Griffins. This foul is on Kellen McKinney. McKinney's third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Griffins. McKinney sets out. He had a big quarter so far, 7 points there. 2:55 to go, third quarter, 33-20. Diller Odell up by 13 points. Dunkus with the basketball. Dunkus with a floater in the lane. It's good. Caden Dunkus found that seam in the lane. He's got 7 points now. Got it down. The lead is back to 11 once again at 33-22 for Diller Odell. With the ball, Wendland handles the ball. Lob pass to Cooper Morgan inside Vitosh. Vitosh forces up the shot. Got it. T.J. Vitosh with a nice move to the bucket. The senior's got 4 points now. Puts the lead back to 13. 35-22. 2 minutes, 19 seconds to go. Dunkus kicks it to the corner. Adams for three. No. Yes. I said no. It rolled off. Then it bounced off the glass. Did a little alley-oop shot, and by golly, it fell in the hole for him. He's got 12 points now. That thing was off by a mile, I thought, and it somehow found its way back to the hole and went in. Now we got a reach-in foul at the other end, going to be called on the Tigers, as Cooper Morgan was getting the pass inside the paint. The foul is going to be on Gannon Ogden, his second personal, third team foul on Fall City. Wendland to lob it in to Morgan. Morgan stands at the free throw line, now tries to move between defenders, driving lay-in, no. Rebound, Vitosh. He wants to force up a shot. Ball is loose on the floor. TJ did a good job of flipping it out to his teammate. In the corner, Morgan has to save from going out of bounds. Grabbed up. Down court, they come on a fast break. Fall City almost turned it over. Kiefer Adams, step back, three, right wing, got it. Kiefer Adams has hit three threes in a row. He's got 5 for the night and 15 points. Suddenly, folks, it's back to a 7-point ball game. Here come the Tigers, 35-28. Minute 24 to play in the third quarter. Cooper Morgan in traffic launches a shot that won't go, but he will be fouled, and Morgan will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Griffins. 1:20 to play, third quarter. Ball City was down by as much as 14. They're now back within 7 at 35-28. The foul on Gannon Ogden, his third personal, fourth team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Cooper Morgan. He's 3 for 6 of the line so far. Morgan got that one. He's now hit 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. And he'll have another shot coming here. Cooper Morgan. Back into the game, Zach Warren on the floor. Morgan ready for his second free throw. It's up, and this one is good also. He's having a good night at the line. Morgan made 2 in a row there, now 5 of 8. He's got 9 points in the ball game. The lead is back to 9 once again, 37-28. Fall City with the basketball. Caden Dunkus all the way under, his bounce pass stolen away with the steal. Zaborski, Xavier, down court with the basketball, takes it all the way in for a floater that doesn't go, but a whistle. And I think a foul came on the floor maybe before the shot. That's going to be called on Paxton Armbruster, his third personal. And that's the 15th foul at the free throw line, Xavier Zaborski. He's 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots. 1 minute even left to play here now. I think we got a player shaken up here. The officials have stopped play for a moment. Caden Dunkus goes to the sideline being shaken up here after the contact down on the baseline. Dunkus is going to leave the ball game and Gannon Ogden back in to replace him. 1 minute even to play in the third quarter. At the free throw line, Xavier Zaborski shooting 2 shots. As we said, he's 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. This one is up and good. He now made 4 out of 5 from the line, has 4 points. Puts the lead back to 10 now with a minute to go. 38-28. A minute to play in the third quarter. Zaborski, second shot is up. It's good also. He now has 5 points. And the lead is 11. 1 minute to go. Gannon Ogden in backcourt against full court pressure. Gives it to Kiefer Adams. Adams pushes it down court. They got a 3-on-2 fast break going up. Tried to feed the ball to the baseline. He was looking for Jacoby Bangert. It went off of Bangert's fingertips and into the stands. And it'll be Bill Riddell's basketball. Griffins get the ball back. Chance to maybe play for the final shot here. Up by 11, 39-28. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. At the top of the key, handling it, Zaborski feeds inside. Vitosh, fall-away shot, up and good. TJ is just a big man in there. He's hard to stop. He's got 6 points. When he takes the ball to the hole, you don't want to get in front of him. There's a long down-court pass stolen away by Preston Engelman. Lots of turnovers here are hurting the Tigers. Ball is loose. With it is Vitosh in traffic. He's going to force a shot up. Whistle and a foul. Timeout taken by Diller Odell. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. 41-28 your score. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
16.6 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Odell. Our score 41-28. Diller Odell leading the Fall City Tigers. It's been an up and down thing here for the Tigers. Diller Odell's basketball. The inbound pass goes into the corner to Cooper Morgan. Top of the key, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. They back it out. Zach Warren with 7 seconds into the corner. Long 3, in and out, doesn't go. Rebound comes down. Vitosh stole it away. There's a shot that doesn't go. And after 3 quarters of play, our score, Diller Odell 41 and Fall City 28. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your
your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for TechCast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serves you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. Well, a fresh 8 minutes is up on the clock. We're ready to move into the fourth period. 41-28, Diller O'Dell leading the Falls City Tigers. It's Falls City's basketball. Caden Dunkus with the ball to the right side. Feeds it into Paxton Armbruster, who tried to take the ball to the hoop. Then we have a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be called against Diller O'Dell. It's going to be on Dylan Denninger. Denninger's first personal and the first team foul of the quarter. Falls City's basketball. They lob it into the corner to Kiefer Adams. Adams picks up the dribble. Finds Dunkus with his pass. Inside the paint, one dribble, turnaround shot up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Josh Brown. That's Josh Brown's first 2 points of the night, and the lead is back down to 11 at 41-30. You've never really felt like Diller O'Dell's been able to put the game out of reach of the Tigers here. Falls City, they fall behind by as much as 13 or 14, then they battle back within 5 or 7. It's just kind of an up-and-down thing. Never really able to quite get over the hump are the Tigers. Now down by 11, Falls City with the basketball. It's 41-30. Here come the Tigers. Dunkus driving, lay-in up and good. Caden Dunkus with the lay-in. He's got 9 points. Back to a single-digit lead, 41-32. Tigers are not going to go away here. They keep battling back into this thing. They came into the game with a record of 3-15, looking to get one on the win side here. T.J. Vitosh, long three from the corner. No, goes in after his own rebound. Look out, there he comes. And the second shot is up. It doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Falls City. Into forecourt is Dunkus. Caden Dunkus slows things down here a minute. Now pass to the corner, deep baseline left side, Jacoby Bangert. Bangert finds Josh Brown. Right side, Dunkus goes inside, pass tipped away with the steal. Dylan Denninger. Denninger's going to take it all the way in. The senior driving lay-in. Oh, couldn't get it to go. Rebound to Falls City. I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul perhaps on Preston Engelman here. Engelman was down there battling for that rebound. And on Engelman, that'll be his third personal, second team foul of the quarter on Diller O'Dell. T.J. Vitosh leaves the ball game. Braden Wendland checks in. Also back onto the floor is Cooper Morgan now for the Griffins. 6:28 to go in the ball game. It's a 9-point lead. Falls City has the basketball, a chance to keep chipping away at this deficit. Into forecourt comes Armbruster, Paxton Armbruster, to the left side to Dunkus. Dunkus finds Kiefer Adams. This is Adams moving to the left side baseline. Can't get to the basket. Picked up the dribble. Feeds back to Armbruster in the corner. Armbruster has a pick set, goes into the paint, fall away shot, Armbruster got it! Paxton Armbruster has 4 points, and the lead is back down to 7. 41-34, a lot of time left. Don't go away, folks. Don't count the Tigers out of this one. 5:48 to play in the ballgame. Just a 7-point lead now for Diller O'Dell. Across court pass, Wendland holds the ball on the left wing. To the top of the key, back up to Preston Engelman. Engelman across court. Braden Wendland. Wendland goes deep in the corner, looking in for Morgan. Engelman driving layup, can't get it. Morgan goes after the basketball. It goes out of bounds, and Falls City gets the ball back. And now the Tigers within 7, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Diller O'Dell here. A full timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. 5:27 to go in the ballgame. 41-34, Tigers down by 7. They will have the basketball. We'll turn here on KTNC.
Pullman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, this game has certainly had its ups and downs here for Diller O'Dell. They've opened up a 14-point lead on two different occasions. One time they got back within five, and now Falls City is back within seven. And they have the basketball, a chance to trim away at that seven-point deficit. There's still 5:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Falls City with plenty of time to come back here. The Tigers just won't go away. They've been very resilient in battling back against Diller O'Dell when they could have folded their tents pretty easily a couple of times down by 14. All right, we're back to live action. Falls City with the basketball. Paxton Armbruster on the dribble. It's a man-to-man defense here now. Armbruster's going to launch a three, and he got it! Paxton Armbruster hits a three from the left elbow. Folks, it's a four-point basketball game. 41-37, your score. Lots of time left. 5 minutes to go. Here's a turnover. Falls City gets the ball back. The Tigers now have the ball. They're trailing 41-37 at the five-minute mark, down by four. Chance to get within one or two on this possession. Big turnaround here in the fourth quarter. Here come the Tigers down court. Dunkus in the paint. Backs it back to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense for Diller O'Dell. To the near side, Armbruster. He hit the three just a minute ago from that spot on the corner. Guarding Armbruster out there, Zaborski chases after him. Xavier right in his grill. At the top of the key, to the left elbow. Armbruster feeds again to Dunkus. Dunkus, top of the key. Comes up to Jacoby Bangert. There's going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be called on the Griffins. Foul is going to be on T.J. Vitosh. Now that is the third personal of the quarter on the Griffins with 4:28 to go. It's a four-point basketball game. 41-37. Tigers down by just four now. Inbound the pass to Jacoby Bangert. Bangert guarded by Wendland. A cross-court pass. Finds Dunkus. Here's Caden Dunkus driving lane. Nope, he tried to pass the ball out and it's stolen away by Zaborski. Xavier down court across the timeline. Works to the top of the circle. Let's see what Diller O'Dell is going to do. Will they try and let the air out of the ball? Cooper Morgan feeds into T.J. Vitosh. Turnaround shot. Vitosh shot is blocked. Follow shot blocked once again. And the rebound comes down to Falls City. Here come the Tigers down by four. Armbruster almost lost the handle. To Dunkus in the corner, a cross-court pass all the way to the top of the key, Josh Brown. Again to Kiefer Adams. Pressuring man-to-man defense now by Diller O'Dell. Falls City. Here's a spin move in the paint. Shot in and out of there by Armbruster. Oh, it looked like it was good for sure. Still a four-point deficit. Down court, Wendland comes with the ball. Into the paint, driving layup. Nope. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and I think it's going to belong to Falls City. So the Tigers, with their fourth possession here in a row, down by four. The first three times they've gone down the floor, they've come up empty. So they've had opportunities to close up here, down by four. But the clock now down to 3:28 to go, and time becoming a little more of a concern for the Tigers. Into forecourt to Caden Dunkus comes the pass. 3:15 seconds to go. Dunkus works on the right elbow at the free throw line. Kicks it to the corner. Open look. Kiefer Adams for three. Off, no good. That would have made it a one-point ball game. T.J. Vitosh with the rebound. Goes to Cooper Morgan. Morgan driving layup. Got it, and he's fouled. Big play there by Cooper Morgan. Morgan got the bucket to fall on the layup, and he drew the personal foul. That puts Cooper Morgan in double figures with 11 points. The foul is going to be on Paxton Armbruster, his fourth personal. Cooper Morgan at the line has hit 5 out of 8 from the line so far tonight, has 11 points. This free throw is up, and no, the end one would not fall for Cooper Morgan. But the rebound comes down to Dillardell. Here comes Morgan again with the floater. He got it. Cooper Morgan kind of taking things over here right at the end with four straight points, and that pushes Dillardell back up by eight. Fall City had battled to within four. 2:46 to go. Tigers still in this thing. It's an eight-point deficit. At the free throw line, fall away jump shot up and good. Nailing that three was Josh, or that two rather, was Josh Brown. Makes it back to a 6-point game. Timeout taken on the floor. 2 minutes, 34 seconds to play in the ball game. Tigers trail by six. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, your Fall City Tigers got down by 14 points on two occasions. They were able to battle back to within five, went down by 14 again. Then at the five-minute mark to go in the ball game, they pulled back again to within four at 41-37, only to fall behind by eight. Now they are down by six at this point, but the clock is down to 2 minutes and 34 seconds to go. I'll say this about the Fall City Tigers. They've been very resilient. They could have very easily folded their tents here a couple of times when they got down by 14. They have just hung around and battled back from those big deficits to within four. Now with 2:34 to go, still very much within reach. I'm telling you, the three-point basket does wonders here. Kiefer Adams has hit five of them tonight. He's got 15 points. Be sure you stay with us for our post-game show tonight. We'll give you a rundown of all the individual scoring here for tonight's broadcast. Back to live action. Dillard Odell with the ball. 2:30 to play in the game. Long down court pass. Fast break. Driving lay-in up and good. Xavier Zaborski with the lay-in. And the lead is back to eight now. Fall City needs to score and score quickly. All the way in. Driving for the layup. Oh, the ball stripped away nicely. T.J. Vichosh got the steal. As Dunkus went in for a layup, T.J. just picked his pocket and took the ball away from him. Outlet pass to Porsky into forecourt. To the left side, this is Zach Warren. Warren is going to be called for traveling and give it back to Fall City, but we're down to 2:03 to play. The lead is eight. The Griffins trying to hang on here to pick up their seventh win of the season after a disappointing loss last night at Southern. With the ball in the corner for Fall City, bringing to the top of the key, Josh Brown. Tigers need to be shooting the ball here. They're running an awful lot of clock. Kiefer Adams still holding the ball. Clock down to 1:45. They've ran 20 seconds on this possession, haven't launched a shot. On the right side, Josh Brown. Now Dunkus goes into the paint, has the ball stolen away with the steal. Preston Engelman. Tigers did not get a shot off. And they had a 30-second possession there, did not launch a shot. In the corner, pass inside, stolen right back by Josh Brown. Brown gets a steal. Outlet pass goes out to Caden Dunkus. A minute 18 to go. Dunkus in the paint to the left side. Arm Brewster passed up to three. Now whistling a foul in the corner is going to be called on Dillard Odell. See who they put this one on, I think. Yeah, Xavier Zaborski picks up his second personal. That's the fourth team foul. We're not shooting. We're down to a minute 13 to go. It's an eight-point deficit. Fall City needs to score and score quickly. Lob pass to Kiefer Adams at the top of the circle. Adams at the free throw line in the paint. Oh, he lost possession of the ball. Josh Brown tries to chase after it. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be yet another turnover for Fall City and give the ball back to Diller Odell with 1:06 to go in the Griffins, holding an eight-point advantage. Inbound the pass and foul very quickly. Zach Warren will be fouled. Foul's going to be on Paxton Armbruster. He'll foul out of the ball game. That's Paxton's fifth personal. He leaves the game tonight with 7 points for the Fall City Tigers. And to replace him is Brock Cottle into the game. Cottle, the 6'2 sophomore, off the bench into the contest. 1:04 to play. Coming up quickly. Pass comes up court. Cooper Morgan kicks it over to the left wing. Zaborski on the dribble, just dribbling away from the defenders. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brock Cottle. On Cottle, his first personal. He was instructed to do that. That's only the third team foul. Still not shooting. Clock is down to 54 seconds. Very shortly, these fouls are going to become kind of an exercise in futility here. Zaborski gets the inbound pass. There's yet another foul quickly, this time on Kiefer Adams. That's the fourth personal. Still not shooting. It's an 8-point ball game, 47-39, 51 seconds left to go. Lots can happen, folks, in 51 seconds. Stay with us. Don't go away here. Inbounding the ball, Preston Engelman. Engelman lobs it into Zach Warren in backcourt. Warren will be fouled again very quickly by Kiefer Adams. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Diller Odell with 48 seconds to play. 47-39, Diller Odell up by 8. We're back in half a minute. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we have 48.2 seconds to go here. 47-39 your score. Diller Odell up by 8. Don't forget, this coming Thursday night, I'll be over on Sunny 101.3 at Johnson. The Johnson Brock Eagles hosting the Freeman Falcons, a girl-boy doubleheader. Also this coming Thursday, February 8th, right here on KTNC, we'll have John Nixon with the Fall City Tigers as they host HTRS at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City. When play is resumed, the Griffins have the basketball with an 8-point lead and 48 seconds to go. Waiting to inbound it for Diller Odell. They lob the pass in. Zaborski catches the ball and is fouled immediately by Kiefer Adams. That's Kiefer's fourth personal. That is the 15th foul. So now they've finally accomplished what they need here, and that is to get Diller Odell to the free throw line. At the line, Xavier Zaborski. He has made 5 out of 6 at the line. Not exactly who the Tigers would like to send up there. 5 for 6 shooting. This one is up, and it is off. No good. He's now 5 out of 7 from the line. Xavier has 7 points in the ball game. Ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and this one is good. He's now got 8. Now into the ball game. Diller Odell in to play some defense. Zach Warren back onto the floor, replacing Xavier Zaborski. Full court pressure being applied by Diller Odell. Down court, Kiefer Adams. Long down court pass under the bucket. Shot is up. Josh Brown doesn't get it, but he's fouled. And Josh Brown is going to go to the line with 38 seconds to play. 48-39, your score. The lead is 9. Josh Brown at the line. The foul, incidentally, on Zach Warren, his second 15 foul. Brown shooting 2 free throws. The first one is up and good. Josh Brown with 5 points. He scored all of them here in the fourth quarter. 38.2 seconds on the clock. 48-40. The lead is 8. Brown will try and cut it to 7 with this free throw. Josh Brown, shot is up. Off, no good. TJ Vitash with the rebound. Across court pass to Cooper Morgan. Morgan just kind of waits to be fouled there. Coming up and fouling him is going to be Jacoby Bangert. Bangert's third personal. We walk to the other end at the free throw line. Cooper Morgan. Morgan has made, let's add him up here. He's 5 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight. 5 of 9 so far. Free throw for Cooper Morgan is on the way up, and this one is off, no good. Bounced around. Now 5 out of 10, hitting 50%. Morgan has 13 points in the ball game tonight. Cooper Morgan, 6'4 junior, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up, and this one is off also. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. In a hurry, down court is Jacoby Banger. They need to shoot the ball quickly. Timeout taken Fall City with 26 seconds to play. It's 48-40. The lead is 8 for Dillard-Odell. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're down to 26.2 seconds. It's taken quite a while to play off these final minute or so here of this ball game. 26.2 seconds to go. The score is 48-40 with Dillard-Odell up by 8 points. Had a timeout taken here by Coach Jackson Baum. Jackson Baum, of course, graduated Johnson Brock High School, Peru State. Always fun to watch the young man play high school ball, go on to college, and then show up in the coaching roles later down the road. We've seen that on a number of occasions throughout our broadcast career here the last 50-some years. And Jackson Baum, fine ball player himself when he played at Johnson Brock. 48-40, your score. Fall City down by 8. They have the basketball. They'll have to hurry, though. Caden Dunkus to the right side. Oh, they're spending an awful lot of time and not shooting the ball. Dunkus guarded by T.J. Vichosh. Dunkus takes it in. Shot is blocked by Cooper Morgan. Whistle. We're going to have a foul called on Morgan. Cooper can't believe it. Looked like he had an awful lot of basketball. Must have got him with the body. Clock is down to 13.6 seconds. Cooper Morgan called for his first personal. At the free throw line will be Caden Dunkus. He is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Caden has 9 points in the ballgame. He can make either of these. He could be in double figures. Dunkus, a 6-foot senior, shoots the first free throw. It's up and good. Dunkus now with 10 points. Again, stay with us for the postgame show coming up right after the ball game when we'll give you a complete rundown of all the numbers for both teams here. Caden Dunkus has pulled him back within 7. He can make it a 6-point ball game if he can hit this one. Shot is up. It's good. Dunkus got them both. He's got 11. 13 seconds to play. Foul on the inbound pass, obviously. The clock is down to 12.1. It's now a 6-point ball game, 48-42. Hey, Fall City's just a couple of threes away from tying this puppy up. They just hang with it. Now, here's somebody that may have something to say about that. Kellen McKinney. McKinney can try to make it a 3-possession lead here. Shooting 2 shots. He's 0 for 1 from the line tonight. Shot is up and off, no good. McKinney 0 for 2. Kellen does have 7 points. He scored all of those back in the third quarter. In fact, he scored 5 points in the first 30 seconds of that third quarter. Kellen McKinney's second free throw is up. It's off also. The ball is tipped around, and T.J. Vitosh comes up with the basketball. Big rebound there for Dillard-Odell by Vitosh, the senior. And now T.J. is going to be at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. Fouls on Josh Brown. Brown fouls out of the ball game. He finishes tonight with 5 points for the Tigers. Clock is down to 7.1 seconds to go. T.J. Vichosh at the line shooting 2 shots. Again, he has a chance to make it a 3-possession lead, and he does. T.J. hits the first of 2. He now has 7 points for the senior. Vichosh ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up. It's good also. He nailed them both. Back to an 8-point lead with 7 seconds to go. Down quickly. Caden Dunkus. Dunkus to the corner. Ogden for 2 from the left side. Got it. Gannon Ogden hit the 2, but there's the buzzer and the ball game. And your final score is Dillard-Odell 50 and Fall City 45. A 5-point win for Dillard-Odell. What a battle tonight here. You got to give credit to these Fall City Tiger basketball players. They never gave up. They battled to the very end before falling by 5 points, 50-45. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our postgame wrap and a scoring recap coming up after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
For over over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our post-game scoring recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, our final score tonight, the Dillard-Odell Griffins 50, the Fall City Tigers 45 in the boys' varsity contest. Let's take a look at the numbers here. First of all, for Dillard-Odell, they were led tonight by Cooper Morgan with 13 points in the ballgame, 8 for T.J. Vitosh. Xavier Zaborski also had 8. Preston Engelman was 7. Kellen McKinney had 7. 3 points for Zach Warren, and 2 points each for Braden Wendland and Jacob Novotny for their total of 50. For the Fall City Tigers, individual scoring, 2 players in double figures. Kiefer Adams led the way with 15 points. Caden Dunkus finished with 11. 7 points tonight for Paxton Armbruster. Josh Brown had 5. Gannon Ogden with 4. Brock Cottle chipped in 2 for Fall City's total of 45. 50 to 45, your final score tonight. Dillard-Odell with the win. The score by quarters: Dillard-Odell led after one quarter 11 to 7. They were up 24 to 17 at halftime. Led 41 to 28 at the end of three quarters before going on to the 5-point win here, 50 to 45. With the win, Dillard-Odell improves their record to 7 and 10 on the year, and the Fall City Tigers fall to 3 and 16 for the season. Recapping the other scores from tonight here at and this afternoon in the girls JV, Fall City got the win 11-8. Boys JV, it was Dillard-Odell 46 over Fall City's 24. In the girls varsity here this evening, Dillard-Odell took the win 56-27 over Fall City, and again here 50-45, the boys varsity final, Dillard-Odell with the win. Again, we invite you to be with us this coming Thursday night, February 8th. I'll be at Johnson Brock and Freeman. Those games over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon will be here on KTNC with the Fall City Tigers hosting HTRS. You want to join us for that one also. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score. It was the Dillard-Odell boys 50, the Fall City Tigers 45. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to high school basketball on KTNC.